I'd like to do a ballad now that was written by Brother Jimmy Rogers, but first, before I get into something serious, let me tell y'all a little wild tale here. Y'all can take this for the truth or a lie, whichever one you want to. I have to tell it in first person anyway. And I wouldn't put it past me doing what it says in this song, me or Barry Posse, the one. I went to visit an old boy that I hadn't played music with in a month of Sundays. I mean, it'd been a long, probably 30 years. I ran into him in Boone, and he invited me down to his house to spend the night. And we sat around the fireplace and played music till the little lady got supper ready. He had a pretty log cabin he'd built and had her looking all rustic and old-timey on the outside. And he got inside and had pretty slick paneling, looked prettier than the sides of that guitar. We sat around the fireplace and played till the little lady got supper ready. We went on to the table. Now, I know that everybody in this house here tonight have one or two favorite foods when you get real hungry you like better than anything else. I mean them kind of stick-to-your-rib foods. Well, let me tell you what a couple of mine are would be good old pinto or navy beans with cornbread. I mean a pound bigger than that guitar right there would suit me just fine. I could eat all I wanted then. Well, that was two of the good staples she had on that table when we went, and I was ashamed to eat more than a fourth of what I wanted. I had to use what little table manners Mama had learned me, you know how it goes. Anyway, and she had all the good trimmings to go with it and had to save room, a little room for something else anyway, but that's neither here nor there. We got back to the fireplace and we picked till way down in the shank of the evening. And he stopped in the middle of a good tune. He said, Doc Watson, I got to go to bed. He said, I got to go to work tomorrow. It's getting late. And I said, well, I noticed when you showed me around this living room, there was a big closet there with a yay number of good homemade quilts and a big soft pillow or two in there. And you just got one big old Kang-sized bed way back there in the corner. So I'll tell you what, hand me about three or four of them good quilts. It's getting chilly down late fall. And I said, I'll sleep right here in front of this fireplace just like a pig in a bed of leaves. And he said, well, you can do that, but that old big bed we got is so big, why don't you just sleep in front of us? We won't even know you're there. And I said, well, son, I ain't used to that kind of thing, but I guess I could. Well, to make a long story short, we lay there and talked about 5 minutes or something. I was about ready to go to sleep when his little old beagle dogs went and grabbed every splinter up off that porch floor as they went off that little back porch. Heard something growl up next to the pig lock. And he jumped out of there and into them boots and breeches and grabbed that old shotgun. And I heard him check it to see if it's loaded. And he said, yep, she's loaded. He went on out the door. I'll get that bar this time. I heard him mumbling to himself, about to get my little pigs this fall. And him and them dogs went way on out of through the woods, plumb out of hearing. And she leaned over and whispered and says, now, Doc's your chance if he won't waste no time. Well, let me tell you all the good truth. By the time he got back, I'd eat up every last bite of them beans and all the cornbread and hid the bowl. Here's a good old ballad Brother Jimmy Rogers wrote called Hobo Bill's Last Ride. We'll get serious now.